Nearly a third of American adults are obese, and another 34% are overweight. An article published today in the journal Science predicts that 40% of Americans will be obese within 5 years. The journal envisions no breakthrough weight loss drugs in the near future, so some experts are turning to the notion of obesity prevention. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Little by little, scientists are understanding why it's so hard to take weight off once people have packed it on. James Hill is an obesity expert at the University of Colorado.
What we really think is that once you become obese and you have the extra body fat, it really does change your metabolism in a way which perpetuates the obesity.
Most people and most scientists focus on the obesity and what to do about it. Hill is looking at how people become overweight.
The average American adult is gaining 1 to 2 pounds a year. That's 10 to 20 pounds a decade. And if you break that down to a daily basis, it's somewhere in the order of accumulating about 50 calories a day.
All those calories don't go straight into fat. About half of them do. So it takes 100 extra calories a day to produce a yearly gain of a pound or two. On a day-to-day basis, that's not much food. A can of soda, a cookie, about 3 bites of a Big Mac. But Hill is working on the other side of the equation, more exercise. It doesn't take much to burn 100 calories.
To do that, all you have to do is to take an extra 2,000 steps a day, which is about a mile, and it takes 15 minutes, and it can be spread throughout the day. That's the kind of behavior change that can easily fit into most people's lives.
The Colorado researchers have handed out about 100,000 pedometers, little clip-on devices that count every step. They cost about $12. Participants in the program are exhorted to wear these step counters every day.
Myself, I can't live without it. It's just become a habit. I get up, I brush my teeth, I do all that, I put on my step counter.
Lucille Johnson directs health programs for a group of black churches in the Denver area. So far, about 1,200 parishioners have the step counters. Most use them.
I do a poll, who's got their step counter on today? And 80% of those folks are still wearing their step counters.
James Hill, the University of Colorado researcher, says it will take a while to see if counting steps will actually prevent weight gain over the long term. Jeffrey Friedman of Rockefeller University is skeptical.
I think it's a worthy objective. I think that reducing our expectations, making them more realistic, and try to achieve a 10-pound weight loss or prevention of weight gain is admirable, and any measures that could be developed that are effective at doing so would be terrific.
But Friedman notes the body has powerful biological mechanisms to hold on to fat, an age-old safeguard against lean times. He thinks these mechanisms may cause people who spend 100 calories more on exercise to eat 100 calories more in their diet. Hill disagrees.
There's absolutely no data to suggest there's compensation there. In fact, I think that's part of the point. These changes are so small, they don't trigger the compensation mechanisms of the body, whereas a big change might.
Both scientists agree that when it comes to obesity, we'd better lower our expectations and make progress where we can. Richard Knox, NPR News.